Bava Metzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Metzia Bavli, Daf Chav Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi and Daf Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the top of the page. Ad Emesai Chayav Lahachwiz. Ad Kadesh Yedu Boshchenim, Divir Meir. Meir says, how long must a person announce the lost item in order that the loser's neighbors will know about it? Ubiyudo Emer, Shloisha Regalim, Vachawigal Achoin, Shivas Yomim, Kadesh Yelech Levesoi, Shloisha, Vayachsa Shloisha, Vayachwiz Yom Echod. Ubiyudo says it's 3 festivals and then another 7 days after the last festival, so that the loser will have 3 days to go home and discover they lost it, 3 days to return, and 1 day to announce that he lost it. The Gemara now brings a Baisa, Tani, Vorishonahi, Machrizin Shloisha Regalim, Vachawigal Achoin, Shivas Yomim, Originally, they did, as we heard now from Yehuda, that they would originally announce for 3-day festivals and another 7 days, with 3 days to go home, 3 days to return, and 1 day to announce it. After the temple was destroyed, they decreed that they should announce for 3 days. But when it became dangerous because the authorities required all the lost items to be given to the king, they decreed that he must merely inform his relatives and his neighbors. We come now to the next Mishnah. If the loser mentioned the type of item and had not mentioned any identifying marks, then the finder should not give it back. Now, as for a swindler, even if he gave identifying marks, he should not give it back to him without him bringing witnesses. The reason is that you don't return a lost item without the loser giving identifying marks, is because the Pasuk says in Devarim, in Pek, Chof Beis, and Pasuk Beis, until your brother requests it. Means until you examine if your brother is a swindler or not. So for a regular person, you return it with identifying marks, but a person who's known to be a swindler, you only return it when he has witnesses that it was his. Ask the Gemara, Ezu Ramai, what is the definition of a swindler? Avad Garmei, Machsa, Metzien, Va'avad Chadaraba, Vatava. The answer is he seems to return lost items to people, but he actually becomes wealthy through this. Heichu Avad Rabba Vatava. The question is, how will he become wealthy through returning people's lost articles? Chamilei, Biraisa, Machsa, Metzien, Mafkidin, Gabei, Vuhunosiv, Kula, Va'azilei. He becomes known as a trustworthy person, and people deposit valuables with him, he then takes everything and he leaves. And from here we learn that if someone is conspicuously returning lost items, perhaps he's a swindler who is trying to win the trust of people. V'ista'am demaren azel leknishta v'shama simonim v'az leknishta choyri v'ama simana v'nasivli. Some explain that he goes to one shul and hears identifying marks, and then he goes to another shul and he gives those marks and receives the objects. We come now to another Mishnah, called Dovah Shu Oise V'Eichel, Yase V'Eichel, V'Dovah Shein Oise V'Eichel, Yimkor, Shinema V'Hashivoise Loi, Reheich Teshivenu Loi. If the lost item can work and eat, for example a donkey or an ox, it should work and be fed. If it cannot, it should be sold, because the Pasuk says that we had before, and you return it to him, means ensure that you are able to return it to him without his money being consumed. Ma yehei bedomim, ask the Mishnah, and if he sold it, what should be done with the money? Rabbi Tarfon oimer, yishtamish bahen, lefikach im avdu chayav achu yosan. Rabbi Tarfon says he may use that money in the meanwhile, and therefore he is responsible for them if they became lost. Rabbi Akiva oimer, lo yishtamish bahen, lefikach im avdu einoi chayav achu yosan. Rabbi Akiva says no, he may not use them, and therefore he is not responsible if they become lost. And the Gemara brings a Baisa, Tani shelo yoichel egel lehagolim esach leseyachim v'tarnagol letarnagolim. You should return it to mean that he should not have to consume, mean sell, one calf for the sake of the other calves, or one young horse for the sake of other horses, or one chicken for other chickens. Uvda hava b'chad b'arnash da'ashre chamisha agolim v'avad zabin m'echlinan ad dekamon al-chad. There was once a case of a person who found 5 calves, and he sold some of them in order to be able to feed the others, until eventually only 1 calf remained.